everyone, welcome to the podcast. And this one, I want to talk about trusting yourself. And actually, it's a little bit of an experiment. Because when I say trust yourself, I mean, if you've got something that's coming up soon, right? You've got something in about a week or two, it's on its way, you've got to do a presentation, or you've got to speak to the boss, or you've got a sporting event, or something else that means you've got to perform. And in doing so, it could either go right or wrong. Because when we have these things in life and it's coming, we can often feel nervous. We can have this big gig. It could be a speech, could be best man speech, could be anything that's on its way, even in 12 months time. But thinking about it makes you scared. What you notice is that you spend all the time on the run up to this event being scared, not trusting yourself, worrying about what if it doesn't go right. And then when you get to the moment, and you've done this in the past 100 times, I know you have, when you get to the moment, it's actually not as bad as you thought, and you make your way through it. You survive. Whether it goes right or wrong, you're still there to live another day. I want you to have that memory or that mindset where you think to yourself, no matter what happens in that thing that's on its way where I've got to step up, no matter what happens, I'll be all right. Things will be okay. If you think about all the things in the past where you have spent weeks being nervous about something, then you do it, and actually you're happy you did it and it's done, and you move on to the next thing that you worry about. That is because very often we do not trust our future self to sort it out. Just think about the timeline now. Say if you've got you're two weeks out from doing this thing that you've got to do, and at the moment you spend from now to the next 2 weeks being really scared of this event. What good is that going to do? It might make you prepare a little bit better. Maybe. It's just saying, you know, we've got to get prepared because it might go wrong. But that's about it. Everything else, really, it's what normally happens. It just builds up, and then you choke when it comes to the time to perform. So how about, as an experiment, that you do not allow fear in these 2 weeks? You don't say, I'm just using 2 weeks as an example. I'm not going to live these 2 weeks by being in fear just for this event that's only going to take about half an hour, if that. Instead, I'm going to prepare well and just allow my future self to perform and trust myself. It's amazing how just doing that, just having this conversation about yourself, that no matter what happens, I'll be okay. I'll work my way out of whatever it is. And allowing your future self to sort it out and give them some credit, how that just takes the pressure off now. But we don't do it. It's like, I think I heard Will Smith saying he went to do a parachute jump, right? He went to do a parachute jump, but he spent the week before it absolutely fearful, scared of it. But then when he got out there and he enjoyed it, how much he enjoyed it, he was like, at the end of it, he was thinking, why the hell did I just spend a week worrying about this one thing, which was actually really enjoyable? Am I crazy? I've just wasted the last week. I just gave myself loads of toxins. The chemicals I created in my body were not helping me. They're not good for me. They're stress toxins. Why did I create that for something that was absolutely exhilarating? And I want you to take that kind of thing with you through life. Why fear something that's coming if really that's going to kill our health? It's going to hurt us mentally. And actually, it's probably going to make us choke when we get there. As an experiment, trust your future self, let them walk into that room, into the boardroom, whatever it is, on stage, and do what they do best. Let your subconscious take over and allow you, your future you, to sort it out. Because I promise you, they'll be fine. The conscious brain, the very front of it, the conscious brain is there to keep us safe. That's what's making us worry. And thinking about what if it doesn't go right and all these questions. So just take control of your questions. What are you thinking when you're thinking about that event that's on its way? What are you thinking? What are the questions you're asking? If it's something like, what if it goes wrong? What if people don't like me? What if I screw up? Then is it any wonder that you're worried about it? Because if you ask the brain these kind of questions, it's going to come up with, you're finished. It's the end. You're going to be embarrassed. Everything's your worst nightmare. It'll throw the worst answers up for these bad questions. So instead, start to ask yourself a few better questions. Like, what if it does go right? And in a productive way, what should I do if it doesn't go quite right? How should I react? So you start to plan for it. Believe me, you'll sort anything out. Anything that comes your way in that event, you will deal with. If it's not on the day, it'll be afterwards. You'll come back. So in that time, make sure, in the time between now and when it happens, make sure you're filling your head with questions that actually take you somewhere, that actually make you feel good about the situation. It's up to you what mood you create on the run-up to an event. Totally up to you. You can be nervous, worried, fearful, and have loads of self-doubt, or you could take a step back, breathe in, smile, look at your life, be grateful for things, and just realize what a great event this is going to be. Where no matter what happens, I'll be fine. I'll be safe. I'm just going to go out there, give it my all, and enjoy it with a big smile on my face. This is how you can change your emotions on the lead up to anything. If you change your perception, you change your viewpoint to a way that works for you, you will feel better and you will perform better. Please remember that. Even if you've got something coming up tomorrow, how would I like to feel about it? Confident. And I'd like to look forward to it. Okay, let's start to focus on the certain things that would allow me to look forward to it. Let's be like a kid. Let's ask questions that actually make me feel good about the situation. Let me be more powerful than the situation and know that my future self will be okay. They'll deal with it. So please just trust yourself. There's no need to live in fear for something that's coming that you'll know you'll be okay in anyway. Allow yourself to enjoy now, prepare well, and just see what happens. Be curious and enjoy it.